Masechet Menachot Perek Yud Bet Mishnah Aleph. Here the Mishnah is going to talk about what happens with Menachot and Nesachim that became impure. Could we redeem them or not? Mishnah says, HaMenachot V'HaNesachim Shenitme'u. If you have a Mincha or some of the Nesachim that became Tameh, if a person dedicated flour for a Mincha or wine for the Nesachim and it became impure, if they became tameh before being placed into the klei sharet and becoming fully sanctified, they still have the ability to be redeemed, because items that are only verbally designated when it comes to the menachot or the nesachim and not placed in the klei sharet yet, they only have kedushat damim. They only have a monetary sanctification. Kedushat damim. So therefore, it still has the ability to become redeemed if it becomes impure. So it's no longer fit to be offered on the Mizbeach. Therefore, a person could redeem it. The money that he redeems it with will become sanctified in its place and has to be used to buy flour or wine for Mincha or Nesachim. And the flour and wine that he had becomes Hulin, a regular mundane object that he could use on his own. Because again, we're talking here kedushat damim, monetary sanctity that could be redeemed if it becomes impure. Mishikadeshu bakeli en lahen pidyon. But if it becomes tameh after it was sanctified in the klei sharet, they cannot be redeemed, because once the flour or the wine was placed into the klei sharet, it has kedushat taguf, it has a physical holiness to it, and at that point in time, there's no idea of redemption. There's no idea of pidyon. Ha'ofot, birds that were designated for a korban, v'ha'etzim, or wood that was dedicated as fuel for the mizbeach, v'ha'levona, that was consecrated to be also offered on the mizbeach, u'klei sharet, or the klei sharet themselves that were consecrated already, en lahem pidyon, cannot be redeemed, even if they become tameh, since they automatically possess kedushat taguf. Even though an animal offering that does become blemished could be redeemed, we say that's the exception to the rule. Whenever we say that there's an idea of pidyon, for something that has kedushat haguf, it's only talking about an animal that develops a blemish, but everything else that has kedushat haguf can never be redeemed.